From Washington, this is Talking Tax. I'm Siri Belusu.
I'm Amanda Iacone. This week, we dive into the rule in the Internal Revenue Code that could give Democrats the key to President Donald Trump's tax returns.
The IRS is very, very aware of the need to protect the confidentiality of the returns and return information of Americans.
Richard Neal of the House Ways and Means Committee asked the IRS for 6 years of President Donald Trump's tax returns. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said the department would not comply and miss the deadline set by Democrats. Mnuchin is now consulting with the Department of Justice to analyze the laws protecting taxpayer information. That law is 6103 of the Internal Revenue Code. It limits who can access taxpayer information and why.
The first thing they teach you when you join the IRS is 6103. I'm Stuart Gibson. I'm Deputy Editorial Director, International Tax at Bloomberg BNA. I worked for the IRS for 7 years in the Office of Chief Counsel, starting in 1978. And then after that, I spent nearly 30 years as a litigator with the Tax Division of the Justice Department.
I wonder if we can back up and talk a little bit more generically about what 6103 is and what it was original intent purpose was.
Well, the purpose is to make sure that when people file their tax returns, they know that the government isn't going to go blabbing the personal information and their private financial information outside legitimate uses that the government needs the information for.
Who's able to request documents, and are there limitations on what members of Congress can see?
Well, the statute is very broad. We're talking about 6103F. And so, for example, the chairs of three of the committees of Congress, the House Ways and Means Committee, the Senate Finance Committee, and the Joint Committee on Taxation, the chair of any of those committees can make a written request to the Secretary of the Treasury, and it says that in response to that request, the Secretary, quote, shall furnish such committee with any return or return information specified in such request.
Has Congress made use of that provision previously? I mean, have there been instances in the past where they have needed to request the tax returns of private citizens?
Not this particular provision, and my understanding is this was enacted almost 100 years ago. There are other provisions in the code that require automatic disclosure of information to the tax writing committees of Congress, for example, on cabinet nominees and other presidential appointees that require Senate confirmation.
Oh, that's interesting. So there are other appointed positions within the government. Some of those folks do have to turn over their tax returns as due course of the nomination process.
Well, it's not that they have to turn them over. It's that the Secretary of the Treasury, through his delegate, the Commissioner of Internal Revenue, would have to turn that information over as part of the congressional vetting process. In a way, it's almost ironic. The only two members of the executive branch that hold high office that are whose return information is not routinely provided to congressional committees are the president and the vice president.
Well, and members of Congress also aren't subject to a similar provision.
That is correct. There is no requirement that members of Congress release their tax returns either internally or externally. Although I will say that I would believe that it's fairly routine that if a member of Congress is under investigation by one of the congressional investigative committees for any financial crime or any misdealing, that routinely those returns would be provided either by consent or by request.
So Mnuchin has said that he doesn't want the IRS to be weaponized like it was during the Nixon administration. Connect the dots for us. What is the connection between 6103, the taxpayer confidentiality rule, and what was happening during Watergate?
Nixon abused the IRS. Yeah, if you read your history, you will see that Nixon had an enemies list, and he sicked the IRS on his enemies. I know special agents who worked in Los Angeles at the time Nixon was president. I believe that the chief of criminal investigation at IRS in Los Angeles told the White House to go pound sand. But that wasn't the case with every criminal investigator at the IRS in the late 60s and early 70s when Nixon was president. It started out fairly simple. It predates the 1970s. It's just it was beefed up in the 1970s in response to Watergate. And so it restricts, one of the restrictions is what information the president can get.
Thanks, Stu.
In other news this week, the French government is trying to pass a law next week that would expand tax breaks for individuals who donate to the rebuilding of the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris.
The Supreme Court heard oral arguments this week on a tax case focusing on how much authority states have in taxing trusts. Tax practitioners expect that estate planning could get trickier depending on how the court rules.
The Trump administration released a second round of guidance on a new tax break aimed at driving investment into low-income areas. The 169-page proposal on opportunity zones includes several measures that will benefit investors.
In the UK, the Competition and Markets Authority issued its final report requiring the Big Four accounting firms to split their operations into separate business units. The report also calls for joint audits for all companies.
That's it for this week. From Bloomberg Tax in Washington, I'm Siri.
I'm Amanda. We'll see you soon.